Hey guys, this is Jessica. I've been forced by my friend Ryan to start this podcast that sounds fun, so I thought I'd join.
Podcasting rules!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me, Ryan. How you doing? You see me on the first page there with that funny-looking face. No, not the hairy guy. The guy with that weird-looking smile on. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Bulging out of his head. Yeah. It was awesome. Good stuff. Gotta put up my own picture.
This is the first time I'm sitting in with her to see how things go. Yeah, I'm being a nuisance and I'm being a barging.
He's interrupting my
I'm
podcast.
An interrupter, but Canadians like to be rude like that.
Yeah.
Eh? Alright. Anyway.
Nice.
Anyway.
Yeah, I just wanted to introduce myself. Like Damon and Ryan did. You're gonna hear me argue a lot on this page.
She's a woman.
Take
it
easy.
I'm a woman,
yeah. I like ranting and raving and bitching, and it's all good. Most of the stuff I'll be talking about is just probably topics that all four of us? There's four, right?
Oh, there's like five or seven.
Five,
I don't know.
Five, seven,
it
whatever.
Keeps growing, you know, just like anything else on the member list.
Yeah. Member My friend list. Justin, we're trying to get him on right now, so we're probably going to mock him until he actually starts joining our podcast.
And we'll refer to him as a Silent Bob, because he honestly is like the stunt double for Silent Bob.
Yes.
He came across it because he was once a nerd, and then he discovered Scandinavian metal, which made him more of a hairy, long-haired beast kind of dude. So he turned into Silent Bob, coincidentally, I guess you would call it.
No, he went for that look.
Did he?
Yeah.
He says he doesn't, but...
No.
We argue that.
He totally went for it. He likes having girls come up to him and asking them to sign their boobs.
Well, it sure certainly does happen everywhere we go. Oh my god, you look like yes, huh?
Bob, we know.
We know.
We know.
Our common answer is we know.
It's cool.
It was cool at the beginning, and I was just like, shut
After
up.
The first 100 times, and yeah. Then, well, you know.
Anyway, so if you hear us talking about Silent Bob, we make fun of him casually because it's fun to do, and he doesn't put up much of a fight, which makes it easier. So
we'll probably get him on the show sometime.
But don't worry, he knows we're doing it,
so
we tell him.
Anyway, back to what I'm probably going to talk about. I enjoy music, I enjoy books, and I'll have little things that I'll be talking about, politics being one. All right.
Oh, politics.
Here we go.
Oh, boy. Damon said it right, the last podcast, and just to let you guys know, we just...
He's totally interrupting my show.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. It's just so different having another person talk instead of talking to yourself like a fool.
Yeah,
anyway, just to let you guys know, on the site it has 1 point whatever, so this would be show 1.2 because Damon was 1.1, therefore I was show 1. Do you get the point system? We go in points as far as week goes. We go once a week, so if there's 5 people, it'll be 1.5, I believe. So, or 1.4 because 1 is just... Anyway, you get the picture. So next week will be 2.1, 2.2. And Jessica is 1.2 on the Richter scale of 10. Just kidding, Jess, I'm kidding.
1.2?
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I'm the one who went on Friday and got a free drink from a bartender.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, going back to politics. Okay, Damon, you have some points. But this is why Canadian politics, that we don't have a higher power concerning our age group. Like, people from age 18 to 24, go out friggin' vote. I know Damon's gonna rebuttal on this. But the thing is that the more we vote, the more the politicians actually listen to us, because right now we have the lowest section of people voting. So, politicians, they don't give a... Sorry.
You could swear, give
okay.
a fuck!
Thanks.
Hey, anytime.
Well, it does say that it's not... What's the word I'm looking for?
Explicit?
It's not explicit.
I will change that. We'll edit that out.
All right.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
There we go.
Just click it off.
Anyway, they don't give a crap about what we think, because, our tuitions are going higher. Everything concerning our section is not being listened to because we don't have enough of a voice out there for us to actually do something. So people, vote. Go out there and vote, because the more you vote, the more they'll show it on their little record things, and the higher percentage, the more they're going to actually start doing stuff, because they want us to keep on voting for that party. So that's what we need to do. Anyway, going back, let's go, since this is the Canuck channel, let's actually talk about Canuck stuff, like beavers.
And beer!
And beer.
And bitches!
No,
oh,
bitches,
sorry.
Sorry, no.
Canadian boobs?
See, See, if we had all three females in here, you'd be so stacked right now.
That'd be like an orgy, and I'd enjoy it.
No, because, see, you'd be kicked out of the room, and we'd be like, all right.
But this is, you're holding it in my studio, my room.
Yeah.
Therefore, I have a girl in my room. It's pretty intense.
He has girls all the time. Yeah.
Oh, Christina's going to kill me.
Christina.
Hey, you'll hear Christina. She'll be on with me sometimes, and she'll hear that, and she'll slap me a couple times. So enjoy.
Yeah, and plus, Ryan is, like, on the second, on the lowest of people I'd have sex with.
Oh, keep telling him, tell the whole world about
that.
That's
right, that's right. Christina has nothing to fear. Oh man.
I'm going to get canned now, because he's on the bottom of the list.
Well, look at your picture. Come on now, really.
Hey, that was a dropping funny moment. That's only for podcast, podomatic.com, bitches. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you bitches, but I'll call you bitches, because I'm upset.
How about chickies?
I'm better now.
Chickies? Chickies.
What if we're talking to dudes? They don't want me to call chickies.
That's true. We'll have another word for dudes.
Dudes? Okay.
Next Sunday.
Anyway, moving on, what's on the list here?
Beavers, alright. And we're not talking about the, you know,
what... pussy!
Not the pussy, no. We're talking about the cute.
Yes!
We're talking about the cute, fuzzy ones. Like the commercials for the Olympic Games right now, there's these cute... I wish I remember what type of commercial it is. If somebody knows, yeah.
Email us. At, what is it? CanuckCast@RyanCarlillo.com. Only because I have 499 emails I have to give out with my domain name, so I thought we'd situate it around there. And hey, if you want a domain name, you want to be a member, just email us there at CanuckCast@RyanCarlillo.com. That's C-A-N... wait, let me think. Okay, CanuckCast at RyanCarlillo.com. And you can have your own little name there at RyanCarlillo.com. Feel special because I'm a sexy beast. And
show that you're Canadian. Come on,
Canuck. We need the Canadians and Americans to conform over. It's all good.
Hey, Americans, if you want to convert to Canadians, if you want to become a Canuck, join our email list. All right. But anyway... The cute commercials right now for Canadian Olympics has this bundle system for, like, internet and TV and blah, blah, blah. I have no idea if it's Bell, Rogers, whatever, but it's awesome, because it's Canadian. They have to wear little toques.
No way, Beaver's wearing toques?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Beaver's wearing toques. That's
a little Canadian flag, and it's Beaver's, right? Like, the symbol of Canada. It's a little redundant with the symbols, as they said in the first commercial, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
Check it out.
That's awesome. We'll figure that out. We'll post it. Once we have the website, we'll post some form. Here's a little funny commercial.
Yeah, we'll go check it out afterwards.
All right.
Anyway, continuing.
We have scheduled time here.
Yeah, we got time.
We have tons of stuff to do, but, you know.
We're on reading week. We're kind of goofing off, but.
Yeah, we're college students.
This is, as Damon said, this is what happens when kids are bored and they have technology. We go and make podcasts.
And it's just for you guys, especially.
Yeah.
You know, we love doing this.
All right. And moving on. Okay, wisdom teeth. Oh man.
We were just discussing it because as you probably don't know, of course not. But if you did know, you'd know that we have a graduation show coming up, and I'm trying to decide whether or not to get mine pulled. I have four. Yes, like I said earlier in my first podcast, it'd be useless information that really, you know, you either listen to it because you care, or you don't really care, you're bored, or you don't listen at all. So if you're in between there, cool. If you're listening to this, good job. Thank you very much for supporting Canada and the Canuck cast and all of us. So, anyway, moving on, back to what I was saying. I'm deciding whether or not to take it.
Ramble.
I like to ramble. It's fun to ramble. And,
all right, continue.
Yeah, you're interrupting me now, but it's kind of a double-edged sword, huh?
This is my podcast. I'm supposed to be the one talking the most. Instead, he's taking up most of the time. Anyway.
So, along with the wisdom teeth, I have four, deciding whether to take them out or not, and she has...
One. Yes, that's one. Right, guys. One.
One wisdom tooth.
This is awesome.
She's an alien.
The dentist actually kind of freaked out when they first saw it, because they were looking for the other four, and they realized that I only had one.
Yeah.
And one of the newer dentists who just graduated was like, I've never seen this before. And the other dentist explained that what happens if you only have one or none wisdom teeth is that you're higher up on the evolution scale.
Pish-posh.
That's right. That's right. I'm higher up. I have more evolution in my blood than Ryan.
Oh, come on.
Anyway.
What's the deal with wisdom teeth, though? Like, I figure once you're born, you should have all your teeth. That's pretty fucked up. You know, I know we lose them when we're small, and, you know, we get the whole, like, my tooth is loose, and you, like, throw yourself against the door.
Did you ever eat one of your teeth? I did. I ate it with a burger.
No, but I think all those times I tried to get my tooth out of it and throw myself against the door didn't help me very much.
Yeah,
maybe that's why I'm a little slow. But anyway, that's like, what's the deal? Like, why do we... I hate it, the fact that everything... I know we grow, but why do we have new teeth coming in?
I know.
It's like we're fucking animals.
It's really... Well, that's where they think it's coming from.
Yeah.
Right?
But you know what? I still say we're from the aliens.
Supposedly, we had bigger jaws when we were
primates.
And if you want to go into evolution anyway... And so we had these extra teeth because we needed them before, and now we don't. So they just have a tendency of rotting away, and that's why we get so much pain. Or sometimes if you're lucky, which I am, I only have one tooth, and one friggin' is growing and friggin' straight.
Okay, you're not responding. I didn't want to interrupt you, so I was asking if you wanted a drink. I was going to go get myself a refreshment.
Yeah, Pepsi would be great, pop or some sort.
Fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have the flu. It sucks, dudes. You know, I'm a superior being, so I usually don't get a lot of flu, seasonal, allergic stuff. But yeah, I'm a little under the weather, so I usually don't sound this, less sexy. But I'm still sick. I'm just kidding. I'll be right back. Let her ramble on.
Can you tell he has an ego? Just a little.
Hey.
Teensy bit. Boys and egos. That's all I have to say. If you want a guy to like you, just stroke their ego for a little while and see what happens.
Stroke what?
Stroke the ego. Not that.
Okay.
All right. Actually, that's pretty much all I have for today. It was the wisdom teeth. And actually, this is where... Ryan was talking to me about being an alien because he's saying that I'm not actually evolved further. I have alien species in my blood. Don't make this man talk about aliens. You'll be here for a good half an hour.
Hey, aliens are cool!
As he says, walking away. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Well, let's talk about aliens while he's giving me a refreshment and then I'll wrap up this show. Aliens. So, anybody read Michael Crichton? Good stuff. Jurassic Park and such. Sorry, I'll have more stuff for that dude for next segment. But aliens actually could possibly be that we're the only species or the only types of living life forms in the universe. Michael Crichton goes into it on saying that the chances are extremely slim that there's more than a few life forms in our universe. Because you have to have all the right kind of weather, the temperatures, everything has to meld together perfectly to actually make life forms. So it's kind of neat. I'll research it and look into it for next show, but yeah.
We'll get on that. We can go a whole night show with that one, but
yeah.
It's pretty interesting.